Are your Wednesdays exciting? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, March 18th, 2026, and we just heard Dynamic Duo featuring Lisa with Excited Shina. Now, Wednesdays in Korea are about to get a little more inspiring starting next month, y'all. The Ministry of Culture, Sports, and Tourism announced that every Wednesday will now be officially designated, of course, Culture Day, expanding what used to be a once-a-month program into a weekly nationwide initiative. Now, if you lived in Korea for a while, you might remember Culture Day launching back in 2014. It was typically on the last Wednesday of each month, and citizens were given access to discounted movie tickets, museum entry deals, and special performances. Now, instead of waiting for that one magical Wednesday, culture fans will get four chances a month. And if you think cultural events are only available in Seoul, think again, y'all. Local governments are also being encouraged to lean into their own regional flavor, like traditional architectural tours, folk performances, crafted reading workshops, the works. Yes, so yes, your midweek slump might now come with a side of theater, exhibitions, or a good book. The ministry says more details will be available on a dedicated website launching this month, and it's seeking additional budget allocations next year to help sustain the program. In other words, Wednesdays in Korea may soon feel a little less hump day-like and a little more like a perk-up to your weekly routine. So, we got the perfect song to motivate your Wednesday. It's called Vroom Vroom by Weekly. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we got more music for y'all. First up, Onyu with Tough Love and Minzo with Deep Dawn. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. Take a break from whatever you're doing and focus only on the KPC family news right now, because we got news that you probably didn't know about. And it's interesting because our news is going to motivate you to do stuff here in Korea or maybe around the world. And it might be about you, it might be about me, or it might be about your favorite K-pop star. Hint, hint. Now, we often talk about, you know, K-pop stars dominating globally by looking at how they rank on Western music charts, like the Billboard or the official UK chart. But what about China's massive music market? Now, my little sister, who's been on my other show for a long time, the show that ended, of course, Oogie from the group IDOL, is having the kind of year most artists only dream about. In China, she's been named Woman of the Year in Music 2026 by streaming giant Tencent Music. And this isn't just a feel-good title. It's backed by some pretty staggering numbers. Her solo EP, Motivation, played a big role in the win. Oogie actually wrote and composed every track herself. Mm-hmm, kudos to her, including the lead song, M.O., which hit number one in Korea while also performing strongly in China. On Tencent's Korea chart alone, Oogie showed up 147 times, landing in the top 20 on 122 of those occasions. She also swept several year-end honors on the platform, including Singer of the Year, Solo Singer of the Year, and the Song of the Year for Freak. Oogie's also branching out beyond standard releases, y'all. She recently recorded Magic Together for the 10th anniversary of Shanghai Disneyland. Meanwhile, her group IDA is packing stadiums on its global tour, even becoming the first K-pop girl group to perform at the Taipei Dome, where tickets sold out instantly. So yes, there are other charts that K-pop stars are dominating in, because K-pop has truly gone global! And with that, we got two great songs. First up, Oogie, of course, because she's killing it, and her song, Freak. And then, of course, her group song, either with La Tata. Requests and responses! Yes, you guys know that we love to hear from you guys, and we're always tuned into which songs you guys want to hear next. And of course, this is when we get to blast out the music that you guys want to hear from the songs that are stuck in your heads. So you guys have to request all the songs today, okay? So if you haven't sent in your request, please do so now for next week, because this is a chance for you to win a prize. And the winner will be announced right before the close of our show. And you can always check back to see if you won or not on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection Program page. And remember, we keep a close track of our message board, the Gram, and the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces for your comments and requests. So send them in now. And if they don't get played today, we play it throughout the week. So the difference is you don't win a prize throughout the week. You get a prize today. So let's get things started right now with at Ilham Aura. Hello, DJ Brian. Sometimes I feel that the city is way too noisy. Car horns, people, and all the chaos around me. I imagine myself escaping to the countryside. That's what I did. Why do you think I live in Pyeongtaek? Running through the fields, breathing the fresh air, owning a little farm with animals that keep me company. And I wish I could live there forever. You kind of sound like you want to be like Cinderella. DJ Brian, have you ever felt the same? Would you like to escape to a calm and natural place? Anyway, I would like to request a song, Countryside Diary by Tiara and Four. Like I said, I used to live in Seoul, which is the city, and I live in Pyeongtaek, which is kind of like the suburbs. When I first moved to Pyeongtaek, it was very country where I lived, my apartment area, and now where my house is. I basically open the door and it's just peace and quiet, to the point where I have a lot of farmland next to me. Like, people grow pears and apples and peaches next to me. And, right now it's the season where everyone's planting stuff. So even the other night I walked my dogs at night, and let's just say it smelled like horse manure everywhere, because it's farmland, but you get used to it and I don't mind it. Because it only smells like that outside, and inside don't smell it anyways. And the best part is it's quiet. Like, ready? I'm going to give you guys 3 seconds of silence. Ready? That's what I live in. Okay. Not the honk, pika, whoa, none of that. No, I don't hear none of that where I live. And it helps you with your sanity, you know, and sometimes we need that. So I don't blame you, Ilham Aura, and it is so helpful with our sanity. It just, you know, helps me stay sane with my health, I guess my mental health as well. So go for it. Yeah, just take a break from what you're doing this weekend and I guess go to the countryside and just, you know, by yourself or maybe your close friends and see the animals. Get some fresh air, see nature, sit by the pond or a lake or something, you know? It might help you a lot. Recharge, all right? But for now, we got the song you wanted to hear. This is Tiara and 4 with Countryside Diary, 전원일기. That was Tiara and 4 with 전원일기. And now we're going to get into more of your requests. Next one is from at HasFSMRF. Hi, DJ Brian. I'd love to request some by Soyu and 정기 Go. For me, this song always feels like spring, light, sweet, and a little bit fluttery. Like this feeling when the weather gets warmer and everything starts blooming again. It's such a cozy song to listen to during the season. Hope you can play it on KPC. Yes, we can. It's in our system, so we're allowed to play it, and we will. And moving on, we have one from Lemonade from the message board. They wrote it in Korean, so I'm going to read that first. And then we're going to translate it into English for you guys. 최근에 넷플릭스에서 월간 남친을 보고 있는데요. 오글거리는 K-드라마 클리셰로 가득하지만 잘생긴 남주들과 오케이 예쁜 화면 때문에 또 욕하면서도 보게 되는 매력이 있네요. 주인공 불핑 지수 아 is that one? Okay, I didn't know it was that one. 주인공 불핑이 지수 노래 신청합니다. 지수 Zane Closed Eyes or Eyes Closed. I said title wrong. Oh, it's the one with Jisoo in it. Okay, I saw her face on one of the ones on that streaming site. Okay, I did not know it was that one. Okay, so. What she wrote was, I've been streaming Boyfriend on Demand on the N streaming site. It's full of the typical cringe-worthy K-drama cliches, but just looking at the handsome and pretty main leads has kept me hooked. I would like to request Jisoo's song with Zayn, Eyes Closed. She's the main lead in the drama. Okay, I don't know nothing about this drama. I just saw her face on the, you know, on the OTT site, and I don't know if it's a sad one, if it's funny, if it's dramatic. You guys let me know. Yeah, let me know. I don't know nothing about it. But we are going to play the songs for you guys. First up, we got Soyu with 정기 Go with Some. And then we got Jisoo and Zayn with Eyes Closed. All right, that was Jisoo of Blackpink and Zayn with Eyes Closed. And we're going to get into more of your requests. And of course, we still have a winner to announce. So don't go nowhere, y'all. This one is from Mom Lou Farabi from the book, from message board, actually. Hi, hello, DJ Brian. I'd like to request What the Spring by 10cm. It's such a fun and relatable spring song. While everyone is enjoying the romantic spring vibes, this song humorously talks about the single life during the season. Kind of sounds like my life. I think it's perfect for spring, but with a funny twist. Hope you can play it on KPC. And lastly, we got another one. I'm going to go right into it because... Of course, I'm going to play the song for you guys. This one is from our message board, I'm assuming, at Ashok Kansal 57. Actually, no, it's an ID, so it's probably from the gram. Dear Brian, on this Wednesday, we, the people of India, are celebrating Holi, the festival of colors, similar to Korea's Boryeong Mud Festival. Oh, I didn't know it was similar. Now, happy Holi to all Korean people. Now, I'm not aware of a specific K-pop song made for the Boryeong Mud Festival. I'm assuming they play a lot of EDM there. However, the festival often features K-pop concerts with popular groups performing their hit songs. I think some popular K-pop songs that might fit the fun, energetic vibe of the festival include summer-themed tracks like Dynamite by BTS, Cheer Up by Twice, or Summer Breeze by The Mellow Mood. If there is any specific K-pop song made for the Boryeong Mud Festival, I would love to listen through your program. If there is none, I would love to listen to Cheer Up by Twice. Now, you guys know, or maybe you didn't know, Boryeong is an area in Korea known for their mud. And in every summer, I think they do have their mud festival. And their mud is known to be really good for their skin or for your skin. And I know they there's a company that actually makes mud for your face, for your body. And I don't know the exact dates when they have the Mud Festival this year. So we'll keep you guys updated on the dates when it's scheduled this year. And I don't know what songs are going to be played this year, the official song for the festival. So either way, we're going to listen to Cheer Up by Twice for you. Because, you know, maybe that's the song they're going to play at, you know, at Holi this year, you know, at your festival. So the first song that was requested was by Mamlu Farabi. 10cm with What the Spring, 봄이 좋냐? And then Twice with Cheer Up. All right, we just heard Twice with a Cheer Up. And now it is time to announce today's winner! And today's winner for our requests and responses is... at Ilhem Aura. Ilhem Aura, if that is you and you're tuning in right now, please let us know your physical mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, with the gram handle, name, message board ID, email, and of course, the date that you've won. It'll make it that much easier for us to find you and send you the prize. And now, we got a prize for all your ears. We got Woods with Human Extinction and Extraordinary Heroes with ICU. All right, guys, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. And taking us out, we have a song by All Day Project called You and I. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. And I'm Brian Ju, your DJ. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.